Tactics.
Hello, welcome. I would like to thank all of you for tuning in today. I'm your host, Jeremy Speaks, and I will thank you for taking time out of your day to come and listen to something I might have to say here on my show. I'd like to greet all of my males of African origin and say that we all need to start speaking to each other. We need to start protecting each other. We need to start informing each other, and we need to start looking after each other. Why, you say? Because when a species is on the brink of extinction, it's imperative to itself to try to survive. I just was thinking about that earlier today. You have to survive. And the only way we're going to be able to do any of those things is by speaking to each other. That's all it takes. Let's just speak to each other. I'd like to thank my consistent listeners for continuing to listen to my show. It gives me the motivation to keep doing it. I would like to thank any new listeners who may be tuning in for the first time. I want to give out my call-in number. If you want to be a guest on my show, inbox me on Facebook, and that guest call-in number is 347-994-3320. Again, 347-994-3320, and I'm going to say it one more time just in case you didn't get it the first two times. 347-994-3320. You can listen to all of my episodes on Spreaker and Blog Talk Radio. You can also listen on SoundCloud from here and there. I'm testing it out with SoundCloud. I'm kind of trying to, you know, fill them out a little bit before I say, okay, I want to commit to it. You can also catch full episodes of this podcast at YouTube on my YouTube channel, Jeremy Speaks. That is where I will be posting episodes. Every time I make one, I'll post one. The uploads are kind of, my scheduling has changed due to life again, and I'm going to be posting episodes on there. I'm shooting for daily, but you can catch all new episodes in their entirety on this channel. I also have a streaming channel where I will be playing Red Dead Redemption 2, which is my game of choice. That is my niche game, and I will be streaming that on my gaming YouTube channel, the Negro Sports League. Social media, as far as that goes with me, my consistent listeners know, you can follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram, and you can follow me on Twitter. I'm on all three of those, and I'm getting pretty good with the numbers games. You got to play numbers games on social media. I'm finding that out at 35 years old. And as far as the topic goes, it may be a little, I know I'm going to try to do my best to make it make sense to me as well, because in researching this, I found that I have more questions than answers. I do. I have more questions than answers as far as to why things like this aren't already known. If the information is out there and somebody already knows it, why don't I know it? Right? So I have more questions than answers, but I'm going to delve into it, and I hope that my listeners will chime in with their opinions. You can leave comments, actually, on either my YouTube channel, or you can leave comments on my Facebook page about what you think. Because like I always say, like, share, subscribe, comment, and criticize. I welcome all of it. Now, as far as the event goes, today we're going to be talking about the disappearance of Arianna Fitz. And I do a segment on here for my new listeners who may be tuning in for the first time. I do a segment on here where I talk about events. I chose to talk about the disappearances of young children whose complexion may be similar to my own children's. I feel like shedding any light on it, you know, you never know who's listening to your podcast. You really don't. You don't have a clue who might be tuning in, and you never know what you might say that might pass their ear and give hope to somebody else. And that's all I do with my events. Today, in talking about the disappearance of Arianna Fitz, Arianna was 2 years old at the time. She disappeared April 5th, 2016 in Oakland, California. And currently, she has been missing for 3 years, 7 months, and 1 day. She was 2 feet, and her mother was Nicole Fitz. More on that in a second. She was reported missing April 5th, 2016 in San Francisco, California. However, her mother, Nicole, was last seen April 1st. And Arianna has not been seen since mid-February. She's still missing, but they found her mother's body. It was discovered in McLaren Park on April 8th. They had ties to San Mateo, Oakland, Fresno, Santa Cruz, Silicon Valley, and they kind of were regulars in Southern California. The police were alerted by family members that Nicole and Ariana was missing, and Nicole was last seen on April 1st. She was believed to have traveled to her job at Best Buy. Her daughter, Ariana, was seen in late February in Oakland, California. A gardener found her mama's body in a park called John McLaren Park. It was discovered under some bushes, which is kind of heartless and cowardly anyway. But police focused their attention on individuals who watched the baby while her mama continued to commute 2 hours to work. That's a long way to go. The family created a website to highlight the search and offered $10,000 to anyone with information that may help them locate Ariana. Best Buy also offered $10,000 for direct information regarding Ariana. The sisters of the deceased stated that they think that she's still alive. And somebody probably wanted a little girl as their own, you know? So that's kind of heartbreaking. That's heartbreaking. All right, it's kind of tough reading these from time to time. You know, they do get to me a little bit. You know, like knowing that it's a person that's just missing. You know, her kid was taken from her, her life was taken from her, and the child is nowhere. I think things like this need more coverage, and as a person who has a platform to do that, I'm going to do that. So, anyway, on to today's subject, economic inclusion. Now, I know a lot of people should. If you haven't, you should definitely go check out Byron Allen talking on The Breakfast Club. I learned so much from sitting and listening to this man talk. You know, I learned that he went into foreclosure 14 times trying to finance his dream. Cause it wasn't easy he didn't have the money. He knew where it was out there, but that's a part of the economic inclusion thing. Like he's suing Comcast and he's suing Charter for $20 billion and $10 billion respectively. And they're in the Supreme Court. They go back to the court on the 13th and they're trying to fight the fact that a lot of media with people with our faces on it, we don't receive any money. And he sees that as an injustice. The reason why I'm bringing that up is because it brought up kind of my interest in today's subject, economic inclusion. Now, they have a law that Comcast is fighting, or Comcast is using in Supreme Court to say basically that they want to repeal the first ever Civil Rights Act in this country, 1866 it was. They want to repeal that and go back to the way things were, right? That affects all of us. That affects all of us. And especially people who are minorities, right? You know, to be technically or brutally honest with you, blacks not even a minority anymore. When you say minority, you think women or the homosexual community. And that's fair, right? Wrong. Economic inclusion. The reason why it's important for us to have that is because a lot of people may not know that that's the true reason that Martin Luther King was assassinated. You know, he didn't get assassinated for "I Have a Dream." He got assassinated for his speech, "The Other America." And it's a speech you should check. You should definitely check it out, because up until I heard the guy Byron Allen say anything about it, I had no idea about what it was. Like I never was taught anything like this or about this. The speech was probably buried in history, and it's buried for a reason. You know, it's out there, but you have to go find it. And in the speech, he find that he made some points about American unemployment was constantly rising then to astronomical proportions, and that quote unquote black people generally find themselves living in a literal depression. All too often, when there is mass unemployment in a community. It is referred to as a social problem when there is mass unemployment in other communities, not quote unquote black. It's referred to as a depression, but there is no difference. The fact, and I'm going to take a quote from here. The fact is, from the speech to Other America, the fact is that the Negro faces a literal depression all over the United States. These were facts for this time, in the time period that King walked the earth. The unemployment rate on the basis of statistics from the Labor Department is about 8.8% in the black community. But these statistics only take under consideration individuals who were once in the labor market or individuals who go to unemployment offices to seek unemployment. But they do not take into consideration the thousands of people who have given up, lost motivation, and had so many doors closed in their face. That sounds, if that's still a problem now, all these years later after King, it is on purpose. It caused stuff like that causes bitterness. It causes anger. Poor neighborhoods cause crime. You know, when people have given up, it's like I said on my medical cannibalism in my targeted series. When people give up, they still have responsibilities and priorities. Like if you can't get a job, you're gonna do what it takes to eat. It's either you can't get a job or you won't get a job. There are avenues where you can get a job. Now, whether it's legal or not is the question. But whether it's legal or not does not put food in your stomach. This is what you have to do to eat. Right? It causes a lot of problems, right? So those two things that King talked about, King talked about and Byron Allen talked about, it shows that this problem is still has been going on since 1866 in this country, and it's still going on today. It's on purpose. My personal opinion on the fact is I don't really necessarily have to be included. I'm of the opinion that I'm not going to ask for a table. I'm just going to get my own table. I'm going to build my own table. I don't want a seat at the table. If these people don't want us included in anything economically or otherwise, I say let's put our money in the house. I'd rather the house burn down with my money in the mattress than to have it go to somewhere else. There are forces in this nation, on the wrong side in this nation, on the extreme righteousness in this nation, and they effectively use the forces of goodwill, and it may be that we have to repent in this generation. Not merely for words that the bad people will say or things like people bombing churches in Alabama. But the silence and indifference of good people who sit around and say, wait on time. No, we have waited. You know, they talk about wanting to give us reparations. And I've spoken on this briefly before, but I don't want reparations. Right? And if I do want it, I want it to come with something that, hey, man, you can give us something. You know, like I don't think it's enough money you can pay to repair for the damages that have been caused. Because most people will think, oh, look at them, you give them the money, they're just gonna spend it on shit. That's part of the problem. Like let's stop spending it on shit and keep our money economically inclusive to us. To us. And that's a part of the other America where the haves and the have nots. Nowadays it's still racism is still very real. I'm gonna choose my words very carefully. It's very real. But in this country, the corporation of America, this country, everybody who's in the working class is a slave. We're slaves to the people who spend billions on Wall Street, lose billions on Wall Street, and get bailed out. They just had another bailout, but they didn't put it in the news. They just bailed out. They're getting ready to either they have or they're getting ready to bail out banks again. Now, y'all just got like $1 trillion from the government. Where'd all that money go? Whose pocket did that money hit? When I say, I talked about an agenda last week. When I say we need to have an agenda about economic inclusion, when I'm going to phrase it that way. We need to have an agenda about it, and we need it first on the level that I'm on right now. Take it to our city council, right? We need to go to our city council and say, hey, if we have a high concentration of economically distressed people and unemployment and poverty rates, it's a reason for that. We need some inclusion as far as businesses. Because you can't tell me. I thought about it the other day. I don't know one business. I do know one. I don't know five. I can't say 5 to 10 businesses in this town with people in it that own it and look like me. You know? And I think that a way we can decrease unemployment and poverty in certain economically, I'm not even going to say economically distressed, but in certain areas of my city, we can expand employment opportunities for small businesses and emerging small businesses, right? But once again, redlining may play a part in that, because redlining denies certain businesses and certain people capital to fund their dreams. If we would just expand the capacity of small businesses and emerging small businesses, we could improve the workforce development through economic inclusion opportunities. We don't it, you know, that is a goal that is achievable. I personally desire to increase unemployment and poverty by expanding opportunities. This thing that I do, this podcast, this YouTube thing that I do, I'm using that as a vehicle to get to my actual passion. Entrepreneurship, self-owned, self-made, you know. You can have that. Take a little longer, because like I stated earlier, Byron Allen went into foreclosure 14 times on his home. 14 times. And he owns the Weather Channel now. He bought the Weather Channel for $300 million. Damn. I never knew the guy that was on Entertainers with Byron Allen would own the Weather Channel, right? When I was a kid, I watched that. And 2019 has been a pivotal year. The other America sees milk and honey. This America that a lot of us live in does not. And it's more than enough milk and honey to stop cutting it off at the top. Right? Opportunities in America are harder and harder to come by sometimes. So as a population, as a demographic, wouldn't it be smart for us to economically include our money with us? Invest in us? A people without an economy will perish. We already don't know a lot about our history. Dr. King delivered that speech at Stanford University, and he delivered it at a high school. I really, really would advise you to go and look at it, because it is the speech that actually cost him his life. It is. The struggle today is much more difficult. It's more difficult because we are struggling now for genuine equality. It is much easier to sit at a lunch counter with people of different demographics than it is to guarantee a livable income and a good, solid job. It's much easier to guarantee the right to vote than it is to guarantee the right to live in sanitary, decent housing conditions. It is much easier to integrate a public school than it is to make a genuine, quality, integrated education a reality. So today we are still struggling for something which says we demand genuine equality. All of these years later, even after the first Civil Rights Act of 1866 was written and on till today, where civil rights 50 years ago, Civil Rights Act went into effect, and we're still having this problem. It's like, I don't get it. I don't understand it. You know, what is people try? It's in some demographics' nature to keep trying, but you get depressed. You know, I want to know when this will end. I'm of the opinion that this will eventually end. And we can all get milk and honey. We can all have opportunities. We can all you know, if I'm going to push on my children to go to college so that, you know, yeah, you may go in debt, but they can't take that education away from you. And when you know what you know, they can't take that. Right? I'm going to teach my daughters to go in the finance sectors. This Dr. King said these things all these years ago. He died for them. They're still the other America. He didn't die for I Have a Dream. But this was buried in history, and I had to go digging and find it, and I almost had to pay for it. But I'm glad I did. I'm going to do more on this topic here on my show. I'm going to do a lot more on this topic here on my show. I think that is something that I need to share with people, right? Because if you don't have the information then, and you don't go looking for the information, you remain willfully ignorant. Like Killer Mike said, you're free now, so act like it. Go and find these things out. So I am. I'm taking the Killer Mike challenge. I might hashtag that. I know who my council people are in my city. Ever since I heard him say this, I do know that there's an agenda out to exterminate people. I do know that. I've explored a lot of topics here on my show, but more to come in the future. I would like to thank you all for taking time out of your day to listen to something I may say. I appreciate the support, the continued support here on my podcast/radio show. I like calling it a radio show. I prefer a radio show. I don't know why. Everybody else has a podcast. I just don't want to give it. I don't want to call it a podcast. I just don't. Anyway, that's basically what it is. Thank all of you for joining me. Thank all of you for your continued support. Follow me on Facebook. Inbox me. I want to give out that call-in number one more time. That's 347-994-3320. 347-994-3320. Like, share, subscribe, comment, and criticize. It is all welcome. I've been your host, Jeremy Speaks. Peace.
Guerrilla tactics, it's time for warfare. Yo, we came to battle. Yo.